This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and Australia are true, vibrant democracies, two multicultural societies and two significant ocean powers whose shared values and common worldview continue to strengthen mutual trust between the two nations. Speaking at a joint press statement, along with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese in Melbourne, the Prime Minister said the comprehensive strategic partnership has made unprecedented progress over the past few years, and the summit has added new dimensions to bilateral cooperation.
Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, yani CECA, par tezi se kaam karne ka nirnay liya hai, jo dono deshon ke liye balance, ambitious aur win-win hoga. Hum bilateral investment treaty par bhi tezi se aage badhenge. Hamari renewable energy partnership, clean energy और क्लाइमेट एक्शन में हमारे प्रयासों को साकार रूप दे रही है.
The Prime Minister said Indo-Pacific is not just a meeting point of two oceans, but it also represents the shared aspirations of like-minded democracies like India and Australia. He said India and Australia have reaffirmed that cooperation in defence and security is the cornerstone of the partnership in an increasingly complex strategic environment.
हमारे मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी कोलैबोरेशन रोडमैप से इंडो पैसिफिक में हमारे साझा प्रयासों को नई ताकत मिलेगी. हम शिप बिल्डिंग, शिप रिपेयर और मेंटेनेंस में भी मिलकर आगे बढ़ेंगे. फ्रेंड्स, आज हमने कई क्षेत्रीय एवं अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मुद्दों पर भी विस्तार पूर्वक चर्चा की.
Prime Minister Modi said India and Australia have taken a major step forward in the field of nuclear energy by signing a significant agreement that will enable the supply of uranium from Australia to India. He said the agreement will give fresh momentum to India's clean energy goals. Mr. Modi said cooperation in critical minerals is vital for the strategic security and clean energy transition of both countries. He announced the launch of the Australia-India Partnership on Cyber Critical Technologies and Supply Chains, AI Pacts, and said India and Australia will also work together to establish a critical minerals corridor. Earlier this morning, Prime Minister Modi and his Australian counterpart participated in the India-Australia CEO Forum in Melbourne. Both leaders also met the leading business leaders from India and Australia. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said the world is currently navigating a period marked by uncertainty, supply chain disruptions and an energy crisis. He said in such times it is essential for India and Australia to move forward as natural and trusted partners. Following the CEO's forum, Prime Minister Modi also addressed the Economic Roadmap Business Event, a large gathering of over 200 CEOs and business leaders from both sides. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Melbourne last evening on a three-day visit to Australia. The US launched new airstrikes against Iran this morning. Tehran responded by targeting Bahrain, Kuwait and Qatar, escalating crossfire that again threatened an interim deal aimed at ending the war in the Persian Gulf. The strikes came hours after US President Donald Trump said recent Iranian attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz had signaled the end of the fragile ceasefire. Today's attacks appeared to be larger on both sides. Sirens sounded at least twice in Bahrain, home to the US Navy's 5th Fleet headquarters. There was no immediate word on damage in Bahrain, Kuwait or Qatar. Kuwait's military said it was actively intercepting incoming drones and missiles. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claimed responsibility for attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait. The US military Central Command said it struck about 90 targets across Iran. Back home, Delhiites woke up to heavy rainfall and thunderstorms this morning. The rain caused waterlogging in various places, due to which traffic movement was severely affected. The IMD had issued a red colour warning for moderate to heavy rain in the national capital, including Haryana. The Delhi government has said teams of the Delhi Jal Board, Public Works Department and the Municipal Corporation are on the ground to deal with the waterlogging situation. And with that, we end this news bulletin.